The Gospel for this second Sunday of Easter always deals with St. Thomas. And it brings into focus for us the issue of faith and doubt. Thomas, one of Christ's faithful apostles, is referred to as doubting Thomas because of his initial refusal to believe that Christ had risen. Now, there are probably a lot of people, including some that are here this evening, who think doubt is a bad thing when it comes to faith. But is it? We need to consider that there are two sides to the coin of doubt. One side, the negative side, leads to a stubborn denial of truth. For example, for many centuries, people used to think that the earth was flat until Magellan sailed around it. But even today, you still read about a handful of people who are flat earthers, who refuse to believe that the earth is round. Many people deny facts and science. Conspiracy theorists who doubt the moon landing, or the JFK assassination, or election results. There are many anti-vaxxers who contend that the whole COVID pandemic is a hoax and therefore refuse to get vaccinated. Their denial doesn't negate the facts. The other side of doubt, the positive side, involves a sincere questioning, a search for further information or clarification, a search for truth. We might end up having to do more research into a subject because of our doubt. It begins with something that doesn't quite meet our expectations, with something that seems so strange to us that we think it's impossible to grasp, like someone rising from the dead. No one we have ever encountered has ever experienced that. No one saw Jesus rise from the dead either. They saw him after he rose, but in that process, many mistook him for a ghost. So Thomas, in the gospel tonight, wants more evidence, more proof. And eventually he came to fully believe. As we go through this Easter season, we are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He died on the cross. He was buried in the grave. And he rose to new life 3 days later to bring us healing, reconciliation, and peace. But there is still plenty of evidence that those things don't exist in our experience. The power of sin still prevails in many, many ways. Violence, hatred, evil, prejudice. There is still so much woundedness from Mother Nature, from physical sickness, from the meanness of others. It leads many to doubt the goodness and the power of God. So they say that God is irrelevant or powerless or doesn't even exist at all. They try to shut God out of their lives. The apostles tried to do that at first too. They barricaded themselves inside that upper room. They locked the door and closed themselves off from the outside world out of fear or anger or uncertainty. Who knows why? But they could not shut Jesus out. If death couldn't stop him, how was a locked door supposed to? He came and simply said to them, "Peace be with you." All was well. All was forgiven. How could it not be? Wasn't that why he died on that Good Friday? The lesson in all of this for us is that if we try to shut Jesus out of our lives, either as individuals or as a society, we will lose. God always wins in the end. That's the message of Easter. Nothing we do can keep him from us. Not sin, not death. His love is strong and powerful and forgiving, ever merciful. Open your heart and life to this God of goodness. Be like St. Thomas. Keep searching for ways to recognize the power and the presence and the love of God. He is going to find a way to become a part of our lives, whether we want him to or not. In the end, may we all come to that simple and profound profession of belief: "My Lord and my God."